It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning. Republican candidates yesterday faced off for the last time before the Iowa caucuses. It was in a debate sponsored by the Des Moines Register and Iowa Public Television. And perhaps in a nod to Midwestern sensitivities, the candidates seemed as subdued and positive in person as their campaigns have been fierce and negative outside the debate hall. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has that story.
Maybe the candidates pulled their punches because the stakes were so high, or because they know that negative attacks, particularly delivered in person, can offend Iowa voters. People here call the standard Iowa nice. So this is what passed for fireworks between Mitt Romney and then Fred Thompson when the candidates were asked who pays more than their fair share of taxes, the rich, the poor, or the middle class.
I don't stay awake at night worrying about the taxes that rich people are paying, to tell you the truth. We need to reduce the burden on middle-income families in this country.
Okay, a little snappier, gentlemen. Senator Thompson?
Well, my goal is to get into Mitt Romney's situation where I don't have to worry about taxes anymore.
Trying to get into your situation.
5%. Well, you're getting to be a pretty good actor, actually.
The candidates were also asked about education, an issue high on the list of voters' concerns but usually ignored in debates. Mike Huckabee said he'd encourage music and art in every school, and he touted his education record in Arkansas.
I was a governor 10 and a half years. I had executive experience longer than anyone on this stage running a government. And I had also the most, I think, impressive education record.
Huckabee's surprising surge in Iowa has knocked frontrunner Mitt Romney off his perch, even after the former Massachusetts governor spent many months and millions of dollars in the state. So all eyes were on the two of them yesterday, but Romney's response was restrained.
Just wanted a small adjustment to what Governor Huckabee had to say, and I don't believe you had the finest record of any governor in America in education. And the kids in our state, as I indicated, scored number one in all four measures on the national exams.
The candidates were asked what they'd want to accomplish in their first year in office. Romney had a lot he wanted to do.
First of all, I want to establish a strategy to help us overwhelm global jihad and keep the world safe. I want to end illegal immigration. We can get that done. I want to end the expansion growth of entitlements, rein them in. I want to end the extraordinary growth in federal spending, and I want to keep...
Then it was Huckabee's turn, and he gave an answer that could have been delivered by Barack Obama.
Well, I like the laundry list, and I would agree that every one of those things is important. Reality is none of that's going to happen until we bring this country back together. I think the first priority of the next president is to be a president of all the United States. We are right now a very polarized country. And that polarized country has led to a paralyzed government. We've got Democrats who fight Republicans, liberals fighting conservatives, the left fights the right. Who's fighting for this country again? And somehow, we've got to quit even fighting among ourselves as conservatives and as Republicans. And
Huckabee might have been referring to the attacks coming his way, in particular from Mitt Romney, who's aired the first TV ad of the cycle that attacks an opponent, in this case Huckabee, by name. The discussion also touched on character. Rudy Giuliani was asked about how, as mayor of New York, he handled security and travel expenses for his then-girlfriend and how transparent a Giuliani White House might be.
The reality is that all that information was available and known to people, known 6 years ago, and I would make sure that government was transparent. My government in New York City was so transparent that they knew every single thing I did, almost every time I did it. So I would be extremely open. I'm used to it. I'm used to being analyzed. I haven't had a perfect life. I wish I had. And I do the best that I can to learn from my mistakes.
This year, the Iowa caucuses are on January 3rd, just 2 days after New Year's. So the moderator, Des Moines Register editor Carolyn Washburn, asked the candidates to make a New Year's resolution for one of their opponents. Here's Huckabee's.
I'm going to be a lot more careful about everything I say because I find that it gets amplified to a new level. So
this
that's my resolution.
This is a resolution for an opponent.
Well, I would make it of them, too.
Huckabee was referring to a quote in an upcoming New York Times Sunday Magazine profile where he asks the reporter, "Don't Mormons believe that Jesus and the devil are brothers?" After the debate, Huckabee, who is an ordained Baptist minister, said he had personally apologized to Romney for the remarks. The debate yesterday did little to change the shape of the Republican race in Iowa. It's still in extreme flux with just 21 days to go. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Des Moines.
And if you'd like to hear more about yesterday's debate, you can download special coverage of the Republican debate at npr.org/elections.